Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is the one, the only Eastern Sierra Now for Monday, June 15th. Today is National Smile Power Day. So if you see someone smiling around Bishop today, don't be suspicious. They may just be celebrating, or they just found a place to park during this construction. So either way, good for them. Maybe they're a complete psychopath. I don't know. Today's Eastern Sierra Now News is brought to you by Brewed Awakening in Big Pine. Brewed Awakening is a local Big Pine coffee shop serving hot and iced drinks, coffee, tea, sweet and savory food options, and a healthy spoonful of small town personality. Whether you're starting your morning, grabbing lunch, or needing a quick pick-me-up on the 395, Brewed Awakening is there with coffee, food, community, and just the right amount of sarcasm. Coming up today, Bishop Unified School District and Eastside Student Center announce a change to after-school programming. Bishop Police release information on a fatal motorcycle collision. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office announces multiple felony cases, filings connected to Bishop Paiute Tribal programs. Mammoth Lakes prepares for its 4th of July parade. Kern Community College District names an interim chancellor, and then continue with community updates, weather, traffic, and more. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Bishop Unified School District and Eastside Student Center have issued a joint statement regarding changes to after-school programming beginning with the 2026-2027 school year. Eastside Student Center was founded in 2019 to provide a free, welcoming, and safe space where local youth can learn, connect, and thrive outside of school hours. Since then, ESC has served hundreds of Eastern Sierra youth through leadership development, arts programs, substance abuse prevention initiatives, community events, and a free drop-in center for middle and high school students. In 2023, Bishop Unified School District partnered with Eastside Student Center through the district's Expanded Learning Opportunities Program, also known as ELOP. ESC began serving 6th grade students and later expanded to include 5th and 6th. Beginning with the 26-27 school year, Bishop Unified School District will provide 5th and 6th grade ELOP programming directly on the Home Street Middle School campus, while continuing TK through 4th grade ELOP programs at the Bishop Elementary School. Eastside Student Center will continue providing free programming for students in grades 7 through 12, including a free drop-in youth center, research-based substance abuse prevention programs, paid job skills, leadership and arts opportunities, community building activities, and family dinners, and a safe supervised environment where teens can learn, grow, and build positive connections. Because ESC's 7th through 12th grade programs receive no funding from Bishop Unified School District, community support remains essential to sustaining those services. In the joint statement, representatives of Bishop Unified School District and Eastside Student Center said, "We are proud of the work accomplished through this partnership and grateful for the positive impact it has had on students and families. While this chapter of our collaboration is changing, our shared commitment to supporting the youth of our community remains as strong as ever." Anyone who believes in providing local youth with safe spaces, positive opportunities, and caring mentors is encouraged to consider making a donation to help ensure Eastside Student Center can continue serving the next generation of Eastern Sierra students. For information on both programs, visit bishopschools.org and eastsidestudentcenter.org. To donate to the Eastside Student Center, visit eastsidestudentcenter.org/donate. The Bishop Police Department has released information on a fatal motorcycle collision. On Wednesday, June 10th, at approximately 7:14 p.m., officers from the Bishop Police Department responded to a traffic collision involving a motorcycle and a vehicle at the intersection of East Elm Street and Howard Street. Upon arrival, officers observed the intersection was blocked by involved vehicles and located the motorcyclist down in the roadway. Personnel from Bishop Fire Department and Sierra Life Flight arrived on scene and provided medical aid to the injured rider. The rider was subsequently transported to Northern Inyo Hospital for treatment. On Sunday, June 14th, 2026, the Bishop Police Department was notified by the Washoe County Regional Medical Examiner's Office that the motorcyclist had succumbed to his injuries while receiving medical care in Reno, Nevada. The decedent is a 55-year-old male of Bishop, California. The cause of the collision remains under investigation. The Bishop Police Department is asking anyone who was in the area at the time of the collision, who witnessed the incident, or may have relevant information to contact the Bishop Police Department at 760-873-5866. The Bishop Police Department extends its sincere condolences to the victim's family and loved ones during this difficult time. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office, in collaboration with the Bishop Paiute Tribe and the Inyo County District Attorney's Office, announces the filing of multiple felony cases involving fraud and theft-related offenses occurring in connection with the Bishop Paiute Tribal programs and operations. These cases have been filed in the Inyo County Superior Court and are matters of public record. The case filings, People versus Adrian Jeanette Dondero Small. Charges are felony aid by misrepresentation, that's over $950, penal code 532A, that's felony obtaining money, labor, or property by false pretenses, also over $950. Another is the People versus Kylie Jane Andreas, and her charges are felony aid by misrepresentation, over $950, felony obtaining money, labor, or property by false pretenses, People versus Alejandro Villegas Ruiz, and his charges are embezzlement and grand theft. These cases involved alleged misuse of funds and are property connected to Bishop Paiute Tribal programs, businesses, and assistance programs. Investigations were conducted by the Inyo County Sheriff's Office with assistance from the Bishop Paiute Tribe. The cases are being prosecuted by the Inyo County District Attorney's Office and are currently pending in Inyo County Superior Court. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. You ever thought about being in the parade instead of watching it? Gather your crew, round up your friends, and be part of Mammoth's annual 4th of July parade, with thousands of spectators lining the route. It's a lot of fun, and we'd love to see you take part. This year's theme is Make It Mammoth, Go the Extra Mile. Celebrating America's 250th birthday, go all out with the red, white, and blue. Float registration closes Friday, June 26th. And if you're used to the parade traffic plan being the same every year, please take note. Things will be different this year. Main Street will close 1 hour earlier than in previous years, and enhanced road closures and detours will be in place before and during the parade. The goal is simple: reduce vehicle interactions during the busy pre-parade hours and create a safer environment for residents, visitors, participants, and staff. Please take a moment to review the updated traffic map and help spread the word. For more information, contact the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce. The Kern Community College District Board of Trustees has appointed Dr. Sean Hancock to serve as interim chancellor, effective June 11th. The appointment follows Chancellor Stephen Bloomberg's announcement that he has accepted a leadership opportunity with another community college district and will conclude his service with Kern Community College District June 30th. As interim chancellor, Dr. Hancock will provide leadership during the transition period while the Board of Trustees determines next steps regarding a permanent chancellor search. Throughout his service to KCCD, Dr. Hancock has worked closely with employees, students, and community partners in support of the district's mission and the communities it serves. In this interim role, he will help guide the district through the transition while continuing to support the work taking place across Bakersfield College, Saracoso Community College, Porterville College, and the district office. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, I want to thank Chancellor Bloomberg for his service to Kern Community College District and his commitment to our students, employees, and communities, said Board President Nan Gomez Heitzberg. As we move through this transition, our priority is to ensure steady leadership and continued support for our colleges, employees, and students. We are confident that Dr. Hancock will continue to demonstrate his strengths and lead with integrity, collaboration, and a strong commitment to KCCD. Dr. Sean Hancock currently serves as president of Saracoso Community College and brings 22 years of experience in higher education leadership. I'm honored by the board's confidence in the opportunity to serve KCCD in this role, said Dr. Sean Hancock. What makes this district special is its people. I look forward to working alongside employees, students, and community partners as we continue supporting our colleges and building on the work already underway. Picture this. It's Monday morning. A local single mom is already running 5 minutes behind. One kid can't find a shoe. The other suddenly remembers there's a form that was supposed to be signed last week. The dog, well, he's looking guilty, and work starts in less than an hour. That is not a morning. That is a survival exercise. But before the day fully wins, there's Brute Awakening in Big Pine. A quick stop, a friendly face, a good cup of coffee, maybe something sweet or savory for the road, and suddenly, the whole morning, well, feels a little more possible. Brute Awakening is the kind of local place that understands real life. Sometimes you have time to sit, breathe, and enjoy your coffee. Sometimes you're grabbing coffee like it's emergency equipment and headed straight back into the day. Either way, they've got you. Hot drinks, iced drinks, coffee, tea, food options, local flavors, and a spoonful of sarcasm. Brute Awakening in Big Pine is here to help the Eastern Sierra wake up and keep moving. Brute Awakening in Big Pine. Stop in, fuel up, and get back to it. Mono County residents, have your voice heard. The Mono County Board of Supervisors is holding a special adjourned meeting in Bridgeport, and you're invited to attend. So why attend? We know that regularly scheduled daytime board meetings can be difficult to attend due to work, family, or other commitments. This evening meeting is the perfect opportunity for residents, especially those in our North County communities. You can engage directly with your supervisors in a local setting, voice your thoughts on the local issues that matter most to you, stay informed, and see your county government in action. What are the details? Well, it's Tuesday, June 16th, time 6 p.m., location Memorial Hall, that's 73 North School Street in Bridgeport, 93517. Your perspective is vital to helping shape the future of Mono County, and your presence makes a difference. We hope to see you there. Go the distance for adaptive mountain sports in the Eastern Sierra. The Sierra Summer Challenge is back, and this year Access Mammoth is inviting the community to help move mountains together. From July 5th through 19th, participants from across the country will hike, bike, paddle, climb, walk, roll, swim, garden, or create their own challenge in support of adaptive recreation and inclusion through Access Mammoth. This peer-to-peer fundraiser is designed for everybody and every ability level. Whether you're logging miles on the trail, taking daily walks with friends, or challenging yourself to something new, every activity helps create access to life-changing outdoor experiences for individuals with disabilities. Every dollar raised supports adaptive equipment, participant scholarships, specialized instruction, year-round programs, inclusive outdoor experiences for children, adults, veterans, and families. Join as an individual, create a team, or support a participant from wherever you are. Together, we can help more people experience the freedom, confidence, joy, and connection that comes from outdoor adventure. Access Mammoth's 2026 fundraising goal is $175,000, and every mile, every post, and every donation helps move them closer. Because access doesn't happen by accident, it happens when communities move mountains together. You're not able to participate? You can still make a difference. Donate today and help Access Mammoth keep mountain sports accessible to everyone. Find out more at accessmammoth.org/events. If you missed last month's blood drive in Mammoth Lakes, two more opportunities are coming up. Vitalant Blood Donation is holding a blood drive at Elks Hall in Bishop on Tuesday, June 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Wednesday, June 24th from 8 a.m. to noon. Another drive in Mammoth, again at the Mammoth Lakes Fire Station, will follow on Wednesday, July 22nd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Thursday, July 23rd from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For available times, directions, and more information, visit vitalant.org. The Owens Valley Indian Water Commission is looking for local indigenous stewards to support them this summer and fall in attending and caring for the Three Creeks, a five-acre healing center in Big Pine. Caring for the land takes many forms: tending the pond and waterways, planting in the gardens, weeding the invasive, processing fruits, mowing, and supporting events, welcoming guests, cleaning community spaces, sharing through social media, and filmmaking. The dates they could use extra hands and support are June 19th through the 26th, July 19th through the 31st, November 20th through the 30th. Applicants must be 18 years old with the ability to get to and from Three Creeks, willing and able to be physically outdoors for long periods in the heat and in waterways, comfortable with learning how to use and work with a variety of hand and power tools, maintain cultural sensitivity, willing to work occasionally for 1 to 14 days as opportunities arise with possible overnight stays, willing to be yourself and work as a team. If you're looking to deepen your relationship with the land, learn new skills, and meet great people, and be part of a growing community of care, please reach out to 323-523-3039. They look forward to hearing from you. Ghost walks are back in Bodie State Historic Park. Join the Bodie Foundation for a ghostly night of Bodie fun after hours. The park is open to all visitors from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. Enjoy one or two of their three tour options: the 6 p.m. town tour, 6 p.m. cemetery tour, or the 8 p.m. stamp mill tour. The town tour and cemetery tour happen at the same time, so don't double book yourself there, but you can combine either tour with the stamp mill tour to double your fun. Tour dates are June 27th, July 11th, August 22nd, September 5th, and September 26th. Secure your tickets now at bodiefoundation.org. Now here's a quick look at weather for Monday through Wednesday. In Bishop and the Owens Valley, expect hot and mostly sunny conditions. Monday's high is near 99 with a low around 62. Tuesday and Wednesday are both forecast near 101 degrees with overnight lows in the low 60s. No storms are expected in Bishop, but it will be very hot, so stay hydrated. Limit strenuous activity outside and during the hottest part of the day at least, and check on kids, pets, and older adults, and in my case, chickens. In Mammoth Lakes, Monday brings a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. with a high near 79 and a low around 52. Tuesday is sunny with a high near 82 and a low around 52. Wednesday is also sunny with a high near 82 and a low around 53. Now to the roads. Moto County for Levining Flats utility work on US 395 from Sewer Plant Road to just north of the Northern Junction with State Route 158. The shoulders in both directions will close while utility crews replace poles and wires Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience the brief delays. In Inyo County for the Meadow Farms ADA project on the northbound lanes of US 395, the outside lane and shoulder remain closed from the Bishop Creek Bridge to Barlow Lane while crews construct sidewalks, curbs, and gutters. The K-rail on the northbound lanes on the bridge will be removed early next week. All driveways remain accessible during construction. Bridge work over Bishop Creek will soon conclude. The speed limit within the work area is 25 miles per hour. Work is scheduled Tuesday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. For the Bishop Pavement Project, paving operations on US 395 will begin on Sunday, June 14th, 4 p.m. at the Barlow Lane intersection. The southbound outside lane and sidewalk between Academy and Line are closed for sidewalk and drainage work, and turns onto Academy Avenue and Church Street are unavailable. The speed limit is reduced to 35 miles per hour from CB Lane to Y Road. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. For Bishop Creek utility work on State Route 168 West from Reservoir Road to Big Trees Road near Aspendell, utility crews continue to replace wires and poles Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience five-minute delays. For the Manzanar Pavement Project on US 395 from Fish Hatchery Road near the Fort Independence Reservation to 2.5 miles south of the Manzanar National Historic Site, crews are rehabilitating the pavement, constructing pedestrian bulbouts in Independence, and installing a flashing pedestrian beacon with a mass arm at Market Street. Northbound traffic has switched to the inside southbound lane using a temporary crossover about 2 miles south of Manzanar. One lane in each direction is closed in town. The speed limit is reduced to 55 miles per hour and 25 miles per hour within the Independence area. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Drivers may experience delays. For the Lone Pine Sidewalk Project, US 395 and Lone Pine, the outside lane and shoulders in both directions are closed while crews build sidewalks from Taya Road to Inyo Street and from Locust Road to East Lubkin Avenue. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. And in Mono County, for June Lake utility work on State Route 158 just west of North Shore Road to Powerhouse Road, there will be one-way traffic control while utility crews continue to replace wires and poles Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience, you guessed it, delays. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Monday, June 15th. Thank you again to Brood Awakening and Big Pine for sponsoring today's show. For more local news, stories, events, interviews, and videos from across Inyo and Mono counties, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app and follow us on social media and subscribe on YouTube for local video news, community updates, entertainment, and programs just like Just a Minute. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Monday. Stay cool out there. Drive carefully through the work zones. And remember, on National Smile Power Day, smiling's free. Unless you're doing it before coffee, then maybe stop by Brood Awakening first because you probably look like a psycho.